It all started with the 100-mile diet, trying to eat things that were within 100 miles of where you're located. But another book has come out called The Locavore's Dilemma, talking about the problems maybe facing locavores as they try to stick with a local diet. Here to help us disseminate how much local we should be buying is our old friend, nutritional consultant Pam Colleen. Pam, how are you?
I'm great, Tom. How are you today?
I am excellent because yesterday we do a feature once a week. We call it Question Period, where you can ask any question you want. And Jim wrote in and wanted to know he needed a massive amount of strawberries. And of course, fruit is one of those things where, especially here in the Niagara region, and you're visiting us for the week, so you know this, but London, where you're from as well, is a city in a sea of farmland. Farmers markets and the ability to get produce readily available here in Niagara because of our tender fruits industry. We have plenty of produce that we really try to encourage to eat local. That especially for fruits and produce. But it shouldn't just end there. And you don't think that's where we just draw the line, do you?
No, I think that there's lots of food available to us that is local that doesn't just include fruits and vegetables. I mean, we can get pastured chicken, pastured eggs, grass-fed beef. There's lots and lots of foods under that umbrella. And I was really disappointed with this article in Maclean's magazine, which was based on this new book, The Locavore's Dilemma, suggesting that somehow or another, that we are being misled into basically seeking out these local foods. And somehow or another, what the multinationals have to offer us is somehow better. And I think that as we've seen the multinational food industries take over our food supply, I just don't see the advantage necessarily in terms of the claims that these authors are making. I think that, it's just common sense that we seek out our food from local sources so that we can, support local economies, so that we can actually go in and witness for ourselves how these foods are produced, and so that we can have more control over the quality of nutrition that we're taking in. So, yes, it's fruits and vegetables. Yes, it's pastured chicken, pastured eggs, and pastured beef, and all of these foods. But I think one of our biggest hurdles that we have to overcome in this department has to do with a lot of the propaganda coming out to try and discourage us from getting these more nutrient-dense foods.
But when we look at it, isn't it acceptable now or feasible now for you are a small minority and people who really go local and go to farmers markets are in a small minority that it can be supported now? But imagine, I mean, Toronto has 4 million people. I mean, you wouldn't be able to, I mean, wheat is just not efficiently grown in Ontario. Corn is more efficiently grown in Ontario than wheat. And rice, I mean, we can get potatoes, but if we went to a strictly local diet, mm-hmm. how restricted it would be that we mm-hmm. could, it would be tough to supply everyone with beef from Ontario. Chickens, maybe, but beef, we get a lot of beef from Alberta, or we get seafood from the Atlantic or Pacific coast, that a really local diet is also a limited diet.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that we're going to be able to get rid of the multinational food supply overnight, or that we'll ever be able to, or that we're going to be able to get rid of factory farms anytime soon. No, I'm not suggesting that. But I think that the bulk of our calories could indeed still be coming from local sources. I mean, if you think about even in the 1800s, Tom, the vast majority of us lived on a farm and we did produce our own food here in Ontario. I think it was about probably 80% of the population in the late 1800s was still living on a small farm. But what we've seen happen over the last 100 years, of course, is that we are moving away from that trend, and there's hardly any small family farms left in Canada. And
a case of efficiency, though? I mean, we have tractors now instead of 40 acres and a mule. That we are, with mechanization, man is able to work more land efficiently than we were. I mean, when we were breaking the sod, I mean, that was hard work.
It's very hard work. And we are working harder in agriculture than we would have if we were hunter-gatherers. But the problem is as we've become potentially more efficient, the quality of the food supply has indeed gone down. So we are losing a lot of good nutrition by losing sight of better quality production.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about where you want to stress, because for some things, it's probably impossible. But for a lot of things, you know, stress to us where, because in Ontario, we actually have it set up. I mean, just think, do we have foresight when we have a local milk market? I mean, you can only buy milk from Ontario. Same with butter. Same with cheese. I mean, cheese we can buy around from Ontario, but I mean, it's expensive. Eggs, we've controlled, said no, you can only buy eggs from Ontario. Chickens as well. We have a controlled chicken market here in Ontario. So maybe, was it wise to protect our borders from, you know, for our own good? We'll talk a little bit more about eating local with Pam Colleen and where you should look to eat local. 11:15 is our time. My name's Tom McConnell. This is News Talk 610 CKTB. 19 minutes after 11 o'clock, nutritional consultant Pam Colleen joining us on the program. A rather controversial book has come out in the last month or so called The Locavore's Dilemma, which is a play on the term by Paulin, the food writer, The Omnivore's Dilemma, on what to eat. But The Locavore's Dilemma talks about, you know, eating local and some of the challenges it presents. Pam, how much of your diet do you think comes within, I don't know, 100 miles or close to your house?
You know, every day is different, but certainly at least 30%.
Okay.
At least 30%.
And what do you strive for in terms of telling your clients or advising people that what's that? Because it's different than when we try to add up calories or grams of fat or how much protein I'm getting. That's easy, but researching where your food's coming from can be a little more tricky.
Right, and there are groups, though, that are out there that are linking the consumer to the farmer so that the consumer can buy directly from a farmer, get to know the farmer, and go out and witness for him or herself as to how the food has been produced, how the animals are treated, and so on. So there are several groups. One is the Weston A. Price Foundation, but there are several groups out there that are doing this type of activism because, really, the demand is on the rise. And as the demand increases, of course, the supply has been increasing as well. So when I saw the article that was written in McLean's magazine suggesting that you know, local food had a dark side to it, I couldn't believe it, Tom. I was quite upset by some of the claims that these authors are making because there are so many benefits to buying locally, and they're suggesting that the multinationals can make safer food than a local farmer, which really blew my mind because even according to our public health officials, you know, 13 million Canadians get sick every year from our food supply, and this is not food that's coming from the small family farm. This is food that is being produced by the multinationals, and so they're saying it's costing the Canadian economy $1.3 billion in lost productivity and medical expenses every year. And these authors are saying that somehow or another that these numbers equal a safe food supply, which is to me just outrageous.
I guess it's acceptable because, I mean, again, if we had a totally local diet, and even you, I'm an owner at 30%, which seems, to me, honestly, knowing your diet seems a little low. Only because there would be some things, unless we like zebra mussels, we couldn't have seafood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we could have, you know, perch is great from Lake Erie,
mm-hmm.
and we probably could get trout, but I mean salmon, I guess we could get salmon, but it wouldn't be as much. Most salmon we get is caught in the Atlantic or the Pacific. So I guess we have to make exceptions or we go, you know what, for the benefit of my health, I'm willing to accept a wider variety, but I still like, where do you like to concentrate? Where do you tell people, you know what, our egg market in Ontario is almost 100% local. Our dairy market's almost 100% local. What else do you like to stress to your students?
Well, it really depends on what people are willing to spend and what people are willing to do in terms of their time, because to get some of these foods is going to take a little bit more time potentially. So some people want to prioritize strictly getting grass-fed beef, which I certainly would encourage, but not everybody has access or prioritizes that particular food in their diet. So some other people, it may be making sure they're getting pastured eggs. For other people, it may be getting raw milk from a grass-fed cow. So everybody, and regionally too, you just touched on it, Tom, you know, if you're living on the East Coast or the West Coast, you may be integrating more fish in your diet. So everybody is going to prioritize based on their likes and where they live geographically as well. So it's a very difficult number to come up with. I just certainly don't expect anybody to reach a gold standard and get 100%. I just don't see it as being realistic today necessarily. Yeah. But certainly better than what we have been doing is a good goal.
You know, it's interesting. Yesterday with our strawberry discussion, it brought up, you know, how do you find pick your own places? And is it too late for strawberry season? But we were able to find two websites, pickyourown.org, which allows you to go to a lot of farms in Ontario and find what is available. And another one, greenbeltfresh.ca, mm-hmm. where you can look under categories, farmers markets, on-farm markets, pick your own, community-supported agriculture, vineyards, and on the number of products, because there was one farm that was mentioned, it's like, you can get cucumbers, eggplants, maple syrup, tomatoes. I mean, there's no matter what, and you can find it. And I know, you know, if you want fresh dairy, you can find fresh dairy. You want eggs, you can find eggs. You need grass-fed meat, you can find it. I guess it's just that upfront investment of your time mm-hmm. is really where people are a little, I guess, hesitant.
It's making more of a conscious choice. And I know that we tend to go out and buy unconsciously. We don't really necessarily think about the purchases that we're making. But it does take that extra step. You're absolutely right, Tom. So, you know, when you do a little bit of research and you find out the implications of buying local and how positive they are, not just for you, your family, your health, but also your local economy and the ecology as well. There's so many benefits to buying local that, you know, I think that the more that we can do it, the more that we can consciously make these very proactive type choices, I think the better off we're going to be, the more sustainable not just Ontario is going to be, but all of Canada will be. We're just importing so many foods from other sources that, you know, it really can make a country very vulnerable if we're not producing our own food. And I think the only way we're going to change this is by consumers going out and being more conscious about their food choices, because I don't think anybody wants to, you know, have 100% importation of food from Central America or from China. I don't think anybody wants that. But if we're not careful, I think that's the direction we could go in.
Why do you think people are so interested now in where their food is coming from? Is it a sense that, you know what, I'm eating the wrong things, or I'd like to have a greater connection to the land? Why do you think we have this growing interest in helping to support the local farmer?
I think one of the main reasons is because the quality of the food is just not the same as it used to be. And number two, every time there's a foodborne illness in the papers that we're reading about, people are questioning how the food is being produced. And basically, when you also are driving in the country and you're downwind from a factory farm and you smell that horrible, horrible smell that comes from these facilities, I think people are questioning and saying, oh boy, these are disasters waiting to happen. And they are. They're causing all sorts of health problems because of their inherent unhygienic nature.
Yeah, it's interesting how much more, I mean, we've developed technology and we've become more efficient and we're able to feed the world at a better a rate than ever before. But at the same time, people are almost thinking, you know what, I want to go more boutique. And one of the great quotes is, you know what, eat less, pay more. And you'll be more. I mean, it's a matter of, yeah, can I get cheap calories? Can I eat cheaper? Can I find better? So, of course you can. But to be healthy, you almost have to be, you should be willing to pay a little bit more, eat a little less, pay a little more, and the quality of the food will keep you so satisfied.
That's right. And also, when we're considering that we have an unsustainable healthcare system here, you know, the more that we concentrate our energies on getting the most nutrient-dense foods possible, then the more we can potentially salvage our healthcare system. But, you know, right now what I say is we have an unsustainable food system that's basically fueling an unsustainable healthcare system. So essentially, it's big food is creating the profits for big pharma. And this can't last, and it won't last. I think people are getting fed up, and I think they're starting to connect the dots and know that they need to get the best quality food possible for themselves and their children.
Pam Killeen, always a pleasure. And I know, and I like your advice in terms of you'll never be able to buy 100% local, but you should at least try to help support your local farms. And I think by making a more conscious choice of the food you choose, you'll make a better choice of the food you put in your body.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Pam. Always a pleasure.
So thanks, Tom. You take care.
Have a great week this week.
Will do.
Enjoy Niagara.
I will.
Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.